trying to get Congress to set aside more money for the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. People are gathering in Buffalo this week for the annual Great Lakes Restoration Conference. At the top of their list is making sure Congress fully funds the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative in the 2018 budget. Todd Ames is the campaign director for the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition.
We've certainly got zero support from this administration wanting to zero out funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and cut back a whole host of other programs and policies that are clearly beneficial to the Great Lakes.
But Ames says Great Lakes programs continue to have broad bipartisan support in Congress. He says his group is asking Congress for $300 million to fully fund the restoration efforts. That money is used for things like cleaning up toxic hotspots, controlling invasive species, and restoring wildlife habitat. This is the Environment Report. Canada geese have been spending their winters farther north. Scientists have figured out geese are drawn to cities for safety more so than for food. Mike Ward is an associate professor in the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He's an author of a study on Canada geese in the Chicago region. Hello.
Hello.
You and your team fitted Canada geese with radio collars and tracked them for 2 years. What did you learn about why they prefer the city over the country during the winter?
Yes. So we were trying to understand why we had so many geese in Chicago in winter. And what we learned was that they weren't going there for food. They were going there because there's no hunters. So all of the Canada geese that spent the winter in Chicago survived, whereas half of the birds that decided to leave the Chicagoland area and go to areas where hunting is allowed and more prevalent were harvested.
Why do you think they're hanging out farther north in the wintertime?
So I think it's an energetic question in that it takes a lot of energy to fly far south. So if the farther north they could go, when the spring comes, they don't have to go as far north to the breeding grounds, which the ones we looked at in Chicago, some bred in Chicago, but others bred in northern Wisconsin or in Canada. But then the surprising part of it was that it looks like they figured out very quickly that people aren't hunting them in Chicago and probably other cities. Even though the living is the ability to find corn, spilled corn, and other types of grasses is probably limited in large cities, they can, you know, hang out on top of a building or in a park and not have to worry about being hunted. Whereas if they leave these areas and go to agricultural fields throughout the Midwest, there's often hunters around that are trying to harvest them.
With more geese coming into cities in the wintertime, what kind of safety concerns does that present?
Well, there's really significant safety concerns. In the area we work in Chicago, we have two major airports, O'Hare and Midway, and there hasn't been any catastrophes, but obviously people know about New York, where the plane lost both engines because it ran into a goose flock. That's an area of research we keep doing and trying to understand if there's certain things we can do to keep the geese from flying in front of planes. Beyond that, there's other concerns. You know, geese, when they defecate all over the place, they can transmit diseases. And then in winter, you get large concentrations. And so if you have a flock of 100, 150 flying across an airport, that's not a good thing. And so we're trying to understand from an energetic point of view, if we harass these geese, so make them move around a little more, do they leave the area? Because theoretically, if they're just trying to hunker down and make it through the winter and trying to conserve energy, if you scare them a few times and make them fly around some more, they're going to use that energy, and then they might not be able to make it up. And so then they might have to migrate out of the area, which would be good for the air traffic.
Mike Ward is an associate professor in the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.